Farmed fish is supposed to be more sustainable than wild-caught fish, but a new study finds that aquaculture uses far more fish as feedstock than previously thought. Researchers found that the fish-in, fish-out ratios for aquaculture are off base by between 27 and 307%. Spencer Roberts is a researcher from the University of Miami who says it's a myth that aquaculture alleviates pressure on wild fish populations.
It is a shift from these larger fish that we like to eat, like the salmon and tuna and cod, to these smaller fish like anchovies, sardines, whiting, that are then ground up into feed.
New York University also took part in the study, which took into account previously overlooked sources of wild fish in fish meal, such as trimmings and byproducts from wild-caught fish and bycatch fish that are killed. The fish caught for fish meal now encompasses around a fifth of the global catch by biomass. Roberts says the massive demand for fish meal is exacerbating poverty and hunger in coastal communities in Africa.
These subsistence fishermen have to go further out to sea to catch less fish, risking their lives, sometimes being rammed and killed by these industrial fishing vessels. The malnutrition in these communities has spiked, and so it's actually driving people to emigrate from their homes in West Africa.
Fish farming and crustacean farming consume approximately 10 times the calories and 5 times the protein that they produce. They also note the impact of a large amount of land-based farming, where seed meal and soy are grown for use in fish meal. This story was produced with original reporting from Sophie Cavaney for Sentient. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.